to Fearless Dentistry, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of dentistry with your fearless host, Dr. John Gordon. Get ready to uncover the secrets, gain valuable insights, and conquer any dental challenge that comes your way. From advanced techniques, innovative technologies, and the ever-important set skills, Dr. Gordon will fearlessly guide you through the evolving landscape of dentistry. This is Fearless Dentistry with Dr. John Gordon.
Welcome to this episode of Fearless Dentistry Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. John Gordon. And today, we're going to kind of summarize the last 6 weeks to 2 months of some of the podcasts that I've done about selling more large cases. And so today's title, so you want to close more cases. We're going to, as I mentioned, hone in on a number of concepts that will help you redefine and transition yourself and transition your dental practice into one where you are an excellent communicator, which then translates into closing more cases. When a patient comes to you, when a new guest comes to you for a cosmetic consultation or any kind of a major restorative consultation, and the reason you know this is because your staff has done a phenomenal job of vetting this patient over the phone with the new patient, new guest phone call. So you know the patient is coming in. Now, in your mind, you know what you're doing and how you're preparing for this particular appointment. You have a little bit of information, and so you have a little bit of insight as to what the patient is thinking. But have you ever thought, what is that patient really thinking as they're walking through the front door? What kind of questions do they have? And you may be able to pin some of those yourself, write them down on a piece of paper. Some of them may be something as such that, well, here I go again. I'm going to go in and I'm going to visit this guy or this gal. And I just have a feeling that they're not going to pay attention to me, just like the other people, the other doctors that I've gone to. They really don't have my best interest at heart. They're pretty much thinking about themselves because they want to sell me because it's financially to their advantage. How big a price tag am I going to walk away with? How am I going to feel about the relationship that I have with the doctor? Am I going to even have one? Are they going to even try? Here we go again. What is the patient's mindset? What are they thinking when they come in to see you? Here's what I think your mindset needs to be, is that you need to go into this consult thinking and wondering what that patient is thinking. But also in your mind, I want you to ask this question. Am I going to earn the right to be invited into this patient's story? How am I going to gain trust so that I'm going to let that doctor into my story? And how am I going to gain trust as a doctor to where they invite me into their story? Because those are two separate things there. When the patient, when you go in and you're thinking, I have to earn the right to be invited, to be involved in this patient's story and helping transform them into the person they want to be by changing the condition of their mouth towards a beautiful smile that they're proud of. How do I get that invitation? That is the big, big question. And that's kind of the big elephant in the room. So it forces you to go in with a different mindset, and mindset controls your thoughts and your actions. And so we talked about presence in the past and the value that presence provides for both you and the patient. We talked also about story listening. Patients do not care about your story, doctor. They absolutely don't care. They don't care if you're teaching at this institution. They don't care if you have these number of initials and acronyms behind your name. They don't care. They at some point want to hear what your purpose story is, but they don't want to hear about how great you feel you are. They don't want to look at the certificates and whatever. None of that matters. Sorry to disappoint you guys, but that does not matter. The one key is they want you to listen and to care about their story, period. End of discussion. When you do that, you will gain the patient's trust. And when you gain their trust, they will buy what you are trying to sell them or encourage them to participate in, which is a phenomenal treatment plan. Patients will buy what they understand and how it relates and fits into their story. I talked previously about the best way to create the ideal treatment plan is to take that great digital photo, two of them, with the patient with their natural smile, as natural as you can get it at that appointment, and then also the retracted view with their teeth gently separated, and strictly asking the questions, tell me what you see. And from that point, the patient begins to outline and present you with the great treatment plan that they will accept because they helped co-create it. They have ownership with it. So making things as simple and as easy for the patient to understand and how what you are talking about with them can transform their life. Clarity, simplicity, and clarity, and what is what you are presenting going to transform them into their vision and their dream about themselves. Here's a little saying, if you confuse, you lose. So again, keeping your process as simple as possible for the patient to follow, keeping your information as simple as possible for them to understand. So leave out all the extreme high-tech terminology, dental terminology. Speak at a sixth grade level to your patients. Not that they're dumb, but our brain doesn't want to have to work hard at trying to figure out what is being said. Our brain loves the path of least resistance, and that is simplicity and ultimate clarity, and is what you're telling them fit into their story. If you look at Apple, they're the greatest example of simplicity. Every part of their company, products, and packaging experience is about the client in the simplest way possible. How can they present a product to us in a package that is beautiful, but simple, easy to unpack, and then enjoy the product? The other thing to look at is as you're communicating with them and you're listening to their story, it is easy for you, if you're paying attention, if you're fully present and paying attention, it's easy for you to see this transformation of the patient start to occur when they're relaxing, when they're sensing that you really understand them and appreciate them. You're showing empathy. You're showing caring. And does what you offer solve their biggest problem? If you do this, the patient will invite you into their story. The other thing that they're asking, and they're hoping that you are presenting to them again with your presence, with your patience, and with your listening skills, are you the one doctor to take the patient to their dream, to their new transformed life? Are you the one? And this is where you have the opportunity at some point during this new patient, new guest appointment to share with them that you have the skill set, that you've done many cases like theirs before. They want to see and understand your level of expertise. This is where you share your story, which is your purpose, and your purpose defined as it relates to the patient and what they're wanting. Then at some point in time, you can tell when they emotionally are ready to invite you into their story and be honored and proud that they did invite you to be a small part of it. One of the things that I was always curious about, I was caught off guard, but excited after it happened excited for the right reason, when patients would say maybe 5, 6, 7, 10 years out, maybe even 1 year or the next recall appointment, they say, "Dr. John, I just want to say thank you for changing my life, because what you have done for me and with me literally has changed my life." Now, I would pause just a second and accept their thank you and their praise, but then I would immediately turn around and say, per se, "Jane, I appreciate you saying that, but we did this together, and you are the real hero of your own story, because then you accepted the challenge afterwards, and you took it and you went, and you took the steps necessary to go out and really make the transformation that you were looking for. What we did together was just a pathway to get you into the flight of your new life, the new transformation, and you're enjoying it and experiencing it day in and day out." That's what this is all about, is taking that patient from where they were, being present with them, having empathy with them, listening to their story, being interested in who they are, allowing them the opportunity to hear your purpose story and see how it links up with theirs. And as I mentioned, at some point, you're going to realize when it does happen that they emotionally are ready to invite you into their story, into their life, and be a piece of it. What an exciting thing. So you want to close more large cases? Follow what we've been talking about in these past episodes. Think more about what I talked about today. Be more vulnerable. Realize that you don't have all the answers, because the answers lie within the questions that you ask the new guest. There's the answers that matter. And when you ask great questions based upon what they have been sharing you, you get great answers. The patient then thinks you're a genius, and that further elevates you in their thinking as to you are the right person to invite into their story. This isn't a difficult process. It can be rather simple if you allow yourself to be vulnerable. I think vulnerability is a big, big part of this. We have to let ourselves down and be on an even level with that patient. No hierarchy in this at all, with your staff either, with the patient. So the simplicity of the process is there. The simplicity of the language, the simplicity of the conversation, the simplicity of the results can be huge if you follow a certain path, sequence going into this process with the new guest. So if you're tired of the exhausted feeling of frustration of not closing these cases, which I think a lot of you are, I know I was until I learned and put together this process myself. It was kind of a self-discovery process over years. And once I finalized it and started incorporating it, that's when my practice really started thriving. And I started enjoying every day that I went into the practice, because I got to hear a new story and see if I could enter myself and have fun with that patient in creating their new story. So I'm going to be putting together a 4-part master class series over an 8-week period, starting in the latter part of July. And I'll, in this master class, what we'll do is we'll take you as where you are today in your practice and your experience as far as closing cases or inexperience or inability to close large cases to where you become a competent expert, knowing that you can close, knowing in your heart and in your mindset that you can close large cases at a high percentage. So over this 2 to 3 month time frame, we're going to meet once every 2 weeks, probably for about an hour to an hour and a half, and we'll spend time together. And we're not going to make it difficult to learn and apply. You just have to start doing it. And so that's where I'm going to push you. I'm going to hold you accountable. I'm not going to let you off the hook. It's not going to be an easy thing because I will be asking you in each one of these sessions, what have you accomplished? Why did you accomplish what you did? What were the results? What you were expecting? All kinds of questions. And we will have a definitive format so that the, you know, like I mentioned, at the end of the master series, you will know exactly how to go into each patient and come out confident that you did close the case in the patient's mind. They may not say yes that day, but like in my practice, people came back. I think the longest was 12 years after I gave them the initial treatment plan. So, look for the registration on LinkedIn and in Facebook. I'm going to take a maximum of 7 participants in each course. I'll probably be offering one course starting each month. And so I invite you to take a close look at this, and it'll be an absolute blast working with you and watching you grow and transform yourself and transform your practice. And I hope that you become a dentist with a mission, with your purpose, that gives you the results that you're looking for. And that is freedom financially and freedom emotionally to practice dentistry as you want. Thanks for spending time with me today. I hope you learned something from this podcast. Go ahead and follow so that we get a little bit better rating. And know that this podcast is all about you.
Thank you for joining us on Fearless Dentistry with Dr. John Gordon. Stay fearless, keep pushing boundaries, and continue making a lasting impact in dentistry. Subscribe for more fearless conversations. Until next time, keep spreading smiles.